Everything starts with one person. I don't care if you're 5 or 105. God, from all eternity, chose you to be where you are at this time in history to change the world. How about that guy, huh?
Yeah.
Something else. It's my favorite quote of hers. Short form production defined. We want to talk the same language. Now, just as a note, secular radio has certain titles that they use. And Catholic radio, I'm not quite sure if they've defined what Catholic radio should be using. So with that said, decided to set a standard right now. A stop set. That's a break. That's the place where messages are played during a typical hour. Now, affiliates have a break approximately at the bottom of the hour. So you have the top of the hour, which is at zero. The bottom of the hour is someplace around 30. Okay. But you may have a break 26, 28. You know? Then you have another break that starts maybe 55 or 57. And there may be several plays throughout a typical 60-minute period. Stop sets lengths vary. What we're using for our purposes, we use 2 minutes. And that can be filled by a number of elements. You could have 8:15s. You could have 4:30s. You could have 2:60s. Does everyone have 60-second messages, 30-second messages, 15-second messages? A bumper. That's an element that acts as a transition out of a program into a stop set, into a break. So those of you who have local shows, we have any local shows here? Okay. Well, you'll hear them on the secular shows also, or the national shows on EWTN. Just before they're going into a break, you'll hear this music coming up. I'm going to play an example of some of it later. But we want to get the language straight. Bumpers are also referred to as pieces that go into a break, a stop set, and also come out. I've decided to define a bumper as going into a break only. The two bumpers that they traditionally use are not always the same. They serve two different purposes, but they're still referred to by the same name, so I've decided to call them something else. We'll go over it. Here's a promo. Now, you use the word promo for a number of things. Promoing an event that you're going to, promoing a show, promoting something. My suggestion is that a promo only promotes a radio show. Okay? So when you say a promo, you're talking about a radio show that's coming up, as opposed to an event that's coming up. That's not a radio show. So how do you define how you're going to be utilizing a promo, what we're going to promote? And you need to know this and utilize this in your clocks. Everybody familiar with your clocks in your program? Okay. And in your clocks, you have categories, I gather? Yes? Categories. You put the content you have in various categories. You want to have a promo category, but you want to make sure that it's consistent in what it's doing. So if it's promoting only radio shows, that's fine. You'll have a couple examples here where to put those other pieces. Their length, anywhere from 15 to 30 seconds. Some people use 60. I suggest you're concise and you're short and get to the point. That's how you script the piece. There has to be a benefit to the listener. What's the benefit? Well, this show is coming up later today. So what? There are a lot of shows coming up later today. As opposed to, Father Larry Richards is coming up later today, and he's going to tell you his top favorite 5 confessions. Obviously, he can't do that, but... Oh, really?
That's why I'm tuning in.
Okay? All right, I'm going to tune in. Okay? But you get that idea. You want to tease them. They have something of value. A utility piece. This is an element that promotes an asset of yours. Does anyone have a website? Good. Okay. Do you have a newsletter or some mailer or something? It's not a program. It's an asset that's part of your operation. So we want to separate what programming is, what your operations are. So then we finally come to doing something with that content and playing it out each hour, you'll be able to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish, as opposed to jumbling it all together. There's a system, secular radio does it very well, of how to schedule these various elements. Okay. These pieces could be 15 or 30 seconds. Any asset that you have that's important to you. Pledge drive. It's not a show. It's an asset. An app. Okay. All those assets. Here's another one. A spiritual. This is a feature. It's something that's inspiring, encouraging, informative, and it's a teaching message. Give me an example of something that would be spiritual that you'd play.
Mercy Year.
Okay, Mercy Year. Could be.
Teaching from your bishop.
How about a prayer?
Prayer.
Something in that world. You don't want to throw those things into a promo, because promos do what? They promote shows. These are generally a little longer. So if you have a local bishop or clergy that you've gone out and recorded, excellent opportunity to localize 30 or 60 seconds. So that would be a spiritual. A positioner. Who are you and what you do? 5 seconds probably is the best time for it. Who are you? We're EWTN. Live Truth, Live Catholic. That's our position. We branded it EWTN. Live Truth, Live Catholic. And a rejoin. Remember we started with a bumper? Okay? So the bumper will go into your break. The rejoin will come out of the break. But it could be doing something different. It could be giving a telephone number. There's something about going back into a show that's a little different than coming out of a show. It's a different messaging. I'm going to play it in a minute. A bumper. You play it out of a program into a stop set. A stop set is a break where you play your messages. That's a bumper. A rejoin comes out of those messages back into the program, whether it's Dr. Ray or it's your local program. Here's a sample of this.
Catholic from the start, because every new morning is a gift. This is Morning Glory.
Okay.
Father Larry Richards.
You know, I'm from the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and both of my parents, both of them, were police officers. My father was a police officer, and my mother was a police officer. They always thought I'd be a cop, too, and in some ways I am, a spiritual cop. But we keep doing what we do, and we come from wherever we come from, it doesn't matter. Where God is calling us is what's most important.
Open Line with Father Larry Richards, Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
No Catholic radio station in your area? Perhaps God is calling you to get involved. Learn more about starting a Catholic radio station where you live. Contact Jack Williams, 205-795-5756, or jwilliams@ewtn.com today.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
Now, somebody's asking me here to clarify something. I am happy to. It says, should we really vote for anyone? 1 year I voted for Jesus. I didn't know what to vote for. I said, write in vote. So I put Jesus. He's the only one I thought could make it and would do a good job. Okay, so should you vote? Oh, yes, you should. Doesn't matter who we vote for. I'm not going to vote for candidates. I vote for life. For life. I vote for life. Because it's an abomination to God, the culture of death.
For a guide to Catholic teaching and voting, visit EWTN.com/vote.
EWTN. Live Truth. Live Catholic.
5 seconds.
What's stopping you from becoming a Catholic? This is Call to Communion with Dr. David Andrews. 1-800-585-9396.
Returning back into the show. It's your show. I gave you a lot of information there. I wanted, if you have any questions specifically about a stop set and a break, what can I help you with? Go.
Where would you put your underwriting message within that context? Anywhere between the bumper and the rejoin? Or do you think that it plays better at certain points?
Yeah, well,
would you classify it closest to a utility?
Okay. It doesn't promote a show, and it's not spiritual. I mean, there is some promotion involved in it, and there is some spirituality involved in it, but we already have other things that really fit those bills.
Well, and I guess what this is just opening up to me, because underwriting is simply the business and their involvement with the station and mm-hmm. support of the station, you could almost tie in their underwriting into that element, or would you consider that mixing up?
Into
a utility. I use underwriting specifically for our weathercast.
This is a very good point. I played a promo before. What's the Father Larry Richards promo that you heard? Okay. EWTN Open Line. It could be tagged at the end saying, EWTN Open Line with Father Larry Richards is brought to you by XYZ Supermarket. You've accomplished promoting a show, and at the same time, you're also in sales, okay? Bringing in some cash. It was a good point.
So as far as like voices go, I have kind of a small pool to yep. choose from. How many, mm-hmm. I guess, different spots with one voice
right.
would
you want to avoid clumping of having the same voice. Why? It's all going to sound the same. It doesn't make any difference who's what you're saying. Whether it's a spiritual with the same voice, whether it's a utility, or it's a promo. You want to vary it up. If you remember when we did the promo, the Father Larry Richards, it was produced. Then it went into a 15-second utility, which was dry, unproduced, and had a male voice. Then it went into Mother's Spiritual. Then it went into a dry positioner, male. So now I've gone from female to a dry piece. So I have this curve that's happening. And the dynamics of what they're hearing. If you put, as an example, you use the same voice, it's all going to sound the same. If you have everything that's produced, that means having music under it, it'll still sound the same. So you want to vary that. You want to go from a produced piece that may have some underscoring, some music, then the next piece should potentially be dry. You want to vary it. So when you're listening, it's going to catch their ear. Now, to answer your question, it's not easy to be able to find good local voices, but you can. This is where you start. By the way, broadcasting, having broadcast experience, is not required for this at all. Anybody that you know is a great public speaker and convey a message, they're your talent. Where do you find them?
Grocery store.
Where else?
The lectures at
church. Go ahead. Where else?
In
your parishes, anywhere. That's where they are. Just because they're willing to read it, you have to have somebody who can sell what you're doing. Listen to Mother's voice. Here's the Mother template. Christ-centered, engaging, and entertaining. This is the roller coaster ride she takes you on, not only with her content, with her voice. So you want to look around. The voices are out there. You want to give the listener, even during stop sets, during breaks, you want to still give them something that's of quality. If you don't have a good voice talking about a promo of a show or your pledge drive, forget it. If it's improperly written, forget it. I mean, these are processes. You have to learn. You'll go through the process learning this. Be concise. What's the benefit for the listener? Make your point. You can use local talent. You are going toe-to-toe with the biggest secular radio station in your market. There's a lot of choices out there on that dial. And they're dialing through. And you have to be at that level. Or thinking in those terms that you are working towards that level. You'll have available starting in January EWTN network promos for you. And what you'll be able to do is add your local tag to them.
Father Larry Richards.
You know, I'm from the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and both of my parents, both of them, were police officers. My father was a police officer, and my mother was a police officer. They always thought I'd be a cop, too, and in some ways I am, a spiritual cop. But we keep doing what we do, and we come from wherever we come from, it doesn't matter. Where God is calling us is what's most important.
Okay? You'll have all of our network promos, and you'll localize every one of them. We'll do all the heavy lifting, and all you need to do is find that voice to be able to, that's called a tag, okay? You add a localized tag. You now own that show. It's your show. By the way, it is. Anything you broadcast, by the way, on your radio station is yours. The fact is, it's still on your station. You can localize anything. You should localize everything.
Do those run 15 or 30?
Those are going to run 30. There's a 30-second message for a promo. 20 seconds will be the produced part, and then there'll be some music to play at the end. Let me play it one more time for you. Father Larry Richards. Bye.
Father Larry Richards.
You know I'm from the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and both of my parents, both of them, were police officers. My father was a police officer, and my mother was a police officer. They always thought I'd be a cop, too, and in some ways I am, a spiritual cop. But we keep doing what we do, and we come from wherever we come from, it doesn't matter. Where God is calling us is what's most important.
Okay, you, for 10 seconds. Yes, they're already available on the FTP site, but we want to move them over to ear@ewtn.com. It's EWTN Affiliate Relations. So those network promos will be there. I'm going to ask you to, if you'd like to utilize them, start them in January. Run them for a quarter, January, February, March. Then you know what we're going to do at the end of March? We're going to give you a new batch. So you keep freshening up the promos. This is what we'll discuss a little bit, all right? You'll have network quality promos that you own and you localize. Refresh. This is very important. Just because you've produced something, a promo, utility, spiritual, whatever it may be, have a calendar. Refresh them. Just go back. I can guarantee over 30, 60, 90 days, if you are producing these local messages, you've possibly gotten better at doing it in 90 days. Go back and refresh it. You can still say the same thing. Maybe use a different voice. The key is you want to make sure these things are fresh. You don't want to just start playing them and then they're just going to run for forever. You don't have to do that. And your inventory of these promos and utilities should be very small. So when it comes time to refreshing them, you're not refreshing 50 pieces. You don't need many. In a secular world, we could rotate 17 pieces, okay? You wouldn't even know it. Through scheduling and putting them in different day parts, and then not only in the different day parts, morning, midday, afternoon, night, you have different hours there that you can schedule them. So if I only tune in at 9 o'clock in the morning, as an example, I want to make sure that the next time I tune in at 9 o'clock as I'm driving to work, a different promo shows up or a different piece shows up. Quantity isn't the answer. You want to be able to make sure that they're very concise and very focused. Just have a few of them. You play them a lot. They're all localized and they're branded pieces. They're yours. And then, hopefully 3 months later, you can refresh them. You want to sound fresh. That's for the short form. What can I help you in that world? Yes?
Sorry. So as far as what kind of program we're using to create these, I've been using Audacity. Is that what a lot of people... Because I have somebody on the board that's like insisting we switch to Adobe Audition. Mm-hmm. I can't really think of a reason why.
There isn't. You have the opportunity of Adobe Audition, Audacity, and you know there's a huge leap. There's a leap into the second tier, and then there's a huge leap to Pro Tools. But you don't need that. The material that we're producing at the network level is Pro Tools quality. We'll give you that, and then I'll work to give you more pieces as we get on to next year. So your job will be, I don't want you to spend time sitting around producing a lot of things. By the way, your first criteria is to make sure you're sustaining this business. All this doesn't count. You have to sustain this operation. All this other stuff is whistles and bells. You could play EWTN 59 minutes and 45 seconds every hour and just put your legal ID in. We give that to you. We give it to you for free. While you work out a business plan and a plan to be able to sustain your operation. If you can't sustain the operation, don't worry about producing things. Any other thoughts? Please, yes.
Yeah. I mean, for those of us who, you know, obviously we didn't come from a radio background, so we started producing some local promos, but then I kind of like get the deer in the headlights syndrome, where it's like, how do I rotate these well, and when, and what hours, and what days, and how do I take my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9 promos
yes.
that it took me a year to get done.
Mm-hmm.
How do I take those and use them the best way?
Good.
So I don't know how to schedule them.
Okay. Scheduling. You would categorize the promos. Is anybody doing any scheduling at all? Okay, we got a couple of people scheduled. Scheduling is very, very important, and because it's the roadmap for how to play these things that you've got, all this inventory. The last thing you want is that same promo playing at the same time each day. Bad. You want to rotate different shows or different pieces through that time. So the listener has an experience in listening. Oh, I didn't know that was going on. I didn't know that show was there. Oh, I didn't know that I could donate online. I didn't know that my bishop has a spiritual message for me. Scheduling is another. We could actually have a workshop on scheduling. And the next step is, what do you do with this content that we're either giving you and you're localizing or you're producing? What do you do with it? There's a system. There are systems to be able to do that and to be able to help you with that. It also helps limited inventory, so you don't have to worry about a lot of this stuff, rotating these things in. I don't want to get too deep in the weeds on in talking about actual physical programming just because it's really another workshop. Yes, please.
At least, I would like to know how it has to do the break, any break 2 minutes and a half. Actually, what I am doing is just the time positioner from, sorry, I say positioner from,
okay.
But I know now that it's positioner.
Sure.
And I will.
It's also called a stab, by the way.
Stab.
5 seconds. EWTN, Live Truth, Live Catholic. Next.
Yeah. I call them also liner. I'm not sure if it's the right word. Underwriting there, and at the end, I put PSA or community calendar, things like that.
It depends on what you want to accomplish in your break. There's an affiliate that only plays during their breaks spiritual messaging recorded by the clergy in their community. There are no underwriting messages. I don't even know if they're doing any show promos. But that's all they do. Prayers, reflections. You can do that in the spiritual category. So this is getting into the scheduling world, which is a lot of fun. Let's work on the content portion right now. By the way, if you aren't producing any local short form, these are short form pieces, content, there's a lot of talent out there either at the colleges. So you found the RCIA director, this gal who's got a good voice, but you're not that savvy when it comes to producing messages. They can easily put the pieces together for you, for either as a volunteer. You can find them in schools, Catholic high schools, Catholic colleges. They may be able to volunteer and do this work for you. Remember, your priority is sustaining this operation. You make people aware of it. If they're aware of it, then they can tune in and buy in. Oh, I like what I'm hearing here. And the third, I think I can support this. Those are your priorities. You really have to sustain the operation. So you don't want to get too involved with some of these other pieces that are going to detract you from sustaining the operation. There's a lot of talent out there. You can go into the schools. They have media programs. These kids know all the gadgets. They can really do it. Keep it simple.
Could you play an example again of a bumper?
So whether you're listening to EWTN or it's your own show, the first piece is going to be a bumper. Okay? It's taking you out of the show into the stop set, the break. Get the idea. Here we go. This music will be playing underneath, whether it's Father Mitch or somebody local. Also gives them the cue to say, I gotta stop talking. Okay. Right on cue.
Catholic from the start, because every new morning is a gift. This is Morning Glory.
Okay, that's a bumper.
That's about 10 seconds of music to be given.
We generally give them 30 seconds total. So 20 seconds of music in their ear. Oh, I got to start wrapping this up. And then they know to stop talking, and the last 10 seconds would be a produced piece. When you find a great voice, all of a sudden, it could be a priest, it could be someone from the English department, no idea. They've got the pipes. Save that voice. They should do your positioner. They should do your top of the hour ID. Don't give them promos and all this other stuff. Why? Their credibility disappears immediately. So when their voice, the station voice, comes in, it's only for that. Something special is coming up. Season's greetings from Iowa Catholic Radio. That's the voice, your station voice doing it. I mean, you can have priests doing it, you can have a lot of local people. But when you get to that point, keep your station voice isolated. Don't give away the gold.
You can use the same station voice ID every hour.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Just one voice. Their only purpose is to identify the station.
That's right.
Could that be, yeah, you know, a tag or a book? Or is it a ID? This is the voice of the
station. Right.
That means the station theirs, though, when you allow priests.
No. You don't want to confuse a station voice with people who are voicing up all the other pieces. The priests can easily be part of any spiritual pieces. If they have a local show, they can be the voice of their promo for their show.
We haven't done the station ID.
My suggestion, it does work.
It works well.
Good, okay. But you can use that too. There are a variety of ways. My suggestion is you use a station voice to be able to consistently be there for you. Because if you...
I use my good voices for the undergrounds.
If you have one strong voice, I would use it to be that solid voice for the radio station. Okay?
Mike, it is important to mention that same voice will get you that branding that you need for people to recognize who you are, get to know, and once they hear that voice,
this helps you create the personality for your radio station. It could be a priest. It could be a variety of priests.
So could you play the sample of the positioner again? So you're saying when you find that great voice, use them for the positioner?
Mm-hmm. Here it comes. I'll play the whole stop set for you.
Catholic from the start, because every new morning is a gift. This is Morning Glory.
Father Larry Richards.
You know, I'm from the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and both of my parents, both of them, were police officers. My father was a police officer, and my mother was a police officer. They always thought I'd be a cop, too, and in some ways I am, a spiritual cop. But we keep doing what we do, and we come from wherever we come from, it doesn't matter. Where God is calling us is what's most
when
important.
You play this
Open
one,
Line with Father Larry you. Richards, Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
No Catholic radio station in your area? Perhaps God is calling you to get involved. Learn more about starting a Catholic radio station where you live. Contact Jack Williams, 205-795-5756, or jwilliams@ewtn.com today.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
Now, somebody's asking me here to clarify something. I am happy to. It says, should we really vote for anyone? One year I voted for Jesus. I didn't know what to vote for. I said, write in vote. So I put Jesus. He's the only one I thought could make it and would do a good job. Okay, so should you vote? Oh, yes, you should. Doesn't matter who we vote for. I'm not going to vote for candidates. I vote for life. For life. I vote for life. Because it's an abomination to God, the culture of death.
For a guide to Catholic teaching and voting, visit ewtn.com/vote.
This is what you want.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
I think it's a great value with inviting people to make a great decision. How do you call that?
Say that again.
Creating an alley right now, my money, to invite people, please donate the radio, this website, How do you call that? Utility or?
Oh, that would definitely be a utility piece. It's not promoting, it's not spiritual. It's not promoting a show. But I would put in any of that with website, pledge drives, underwriting if you like. Yeah, something like that. Now I use my utilities as dry pieces, which means there's no production in there. The same voice does it each time. And dry, you know, you're going from a lot of music, dry music, male voice, female voice. Okay? Anything else? Yeah.
These things record voices, yes, but are handheld voice recorders a little better?
They can be, but I have to tell you, they are so good. They work so well. And you could put them
regularly like this. And get on the road and record calls very easily.
So we have a half an hour daily local programming segment that doesn't have a break.
There's no break in a half hour show, okay?
And that's not a problem.
Well, it's not a problem, but you'll need to do something that's very, very important. Remember, people are tuning in and out of the show.
Yeah.
People are also listening, sort of, they're there, but they're not there. You want to make sure during a show that you have, that's a full 30 minutes, that every 5 minutes or so, you're telling people the name of that radio station and the name of the show. It's very, very important. Identify your radio station. You can never say the name of your radio station enough.
Okay.
And that could just be live. It's really important. They don't like doing it. That's one of the reasons if you have a set break in the show and you could break and play something produced, it also gives them a chance for a breather. But it also gets you a chance to get some business done.
Yeah. It's all pre-recorded, and that's, I think, how that happens.
Sure.
Yeah.
But just make sure that they are identifying and promoting, okay, their show and doing a positioner in there. It's really important.
Okay.